I'm Sharon Betters, and this is the Daily Treasure podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. And I'm so glad you are joining us on our journey to Easter with the women of the resurrection. These women are so precious. And as we get inside their skin, they become friends to us. We see ourselves in them. And my prayer is that we will also see the glory of Jesus that they experienced in our own lives. And so today, our devotional is called The One You Love is Sick. And today's treasure is John 11:3. Again, the one you love is sick. Learning to articulate my ultimate identity as God's disciple rather than as a mother forced me to find new ways of responding to my redemption. Like the excruciating pain of learning to walk again after an injury, every step caused anguish. But my spiritual health demanded that I face the challenge. What if God's plan for me includes other losses? What did I have that could not be taken away? Jesus answered this question in his conversation with Martha when he directed her to cultivate her passion for Jehovah. Out of that passion, one day would flow service that was more than an obligation. It would be a loving response. Choosing the better part would mean responding out of wholehearted worship, not reluctant duty. Understanding her identity in Christ would change her motivation, though not necessarily her mode of service. When we meet Martha again, she is face to face with the greatest enemy of man, death. We read in John 11 that Lazarus, her brother, is dying. But this time, her message to Jesus reveals increased understanding. In her earlier encounter, she told Jesus how he should handle her sister. But this time, she does not demand a specific response. She simply says, "Lord, the one you love is sick." Certainly, Martha expected and hoped that Jesus would hurry to the bedside of her brother and heal him. But her words reveal her belief in his sovereignty. Jesus, who is bound by no one's desires but God's, took his time traveling to the home of his friends. By the time he arrived, Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days. What were Martha's thoughts as she awaited his arrival? My own struggles to harmonize God's character with the way he sometimes works gives me empathy for Martha. She knew Jesus loved Lazarus, but the delay did not fit her definition of love. Concealed in her grief were the pointed words Jesus had spoken to her earlier. "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Was the key to her relationship with Jesus hidden in those words? When Jesus finally arrived, Martha's belief in his sovereignty rang out in her exclamation, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." Her words revealed the struggle going on inside her. She did not demand that Jesus bring her brother back to life. Instead, she expressed what she believed Jesus could do without defining what she thought he should do. Jesus dealt with the grief of the sisters by gently leading them into deeper intimacy with him. To Martha, he uttered these astonishing words in John 11, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Martha's response, considering the circumstances, was also astonishing. "Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." This proclamation of faith would determine Martha's reaction to future circumstances and enable her to serve him with contentment and joy. Jesus confronts each of us with the same question. Do you believe this? When I stood by my son's casket and cried, "Lord, if you had been there on that highway, my son would not have died," a similar set of words echoed through my pounding head. "Sharon, I was there. I am the resurrection and the life. Mark is not dead. He is alive with me. Do you believe this?" My identity as a believer, a child of the King, determined my answer. But would my whispered yes push me through my anguish to a place where God could use me as a physical demonstration of His faithfulness. Even the power to whisper yes comes from intimacy with Christ, as we read in Philippians 2:13 in the Amplified Version. Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire both to will and to work for His good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. When Jesus invited Martha to enjoy intimacy with Him, He knew that future circumstances might disillusion her and tempt her to doubt His love. His previous exhortation prepared Martha to confront this doubt and reconcile it. As a result, by the time her brother died, her faithfulness was rooted in God's character, not in her circumstances or emotions. She was willing to love and serve Him even when He did not do what she wanted or expected Him to do. And oh, Father, thank You for how Jesus loves us so much. He not only became a man, but was also tempted in every way as we are, willingly took on our sins and died on a horrific cross, was buried, and then rose again, conquering death. Remind us of His love when we are tempted to despair. You know, friends, it's pretty amazing to think that because of who our Father is and because of the riches of our inheritance, we always have something to offer to others from those riches. And I want to encourage you to be intentional today. Be intentional about the ministry of biblical encouragement. And remember, it's not up to you to fix another person. It is our calling, our command from the Lord, that we use those riches to help turn hearts toward Jesus. Only the Holy Spirit can change a person's heart, but we get the privilege of being part of that journey in their lives. And you may never know how God is using the encouragement that you are offering just through a few words, a smile, a touch, a note, a text, a meal, a walk, sitting with an elderly person, watching TV with them. You just don't know how God is going to move through you and demonstrate His love to that person. You could be the light of sunshine in their lives as you offer to them the light of Jesus. And one of the things that we are really being intentional about at Mark Inc. is being encouragers to that one person at a time, looking for opportunities to share the gospel with that one person at a time. And it's more than printing out devotionals, although we think that's really important. It's also connecting with you. And I want to read a note to you from one of our readers, one of our listeners. She is from California, and she says, "I was blessed to speak to Barbie, and Barbie is one of our key staff members. We wouldn't know what to do without her. She asked why I had not been receiving daily treasure, and I explained how painful it was to read a devotional about grandchildren and adult children and how it was just too much to bear that day. And so I unsubscribed. She encouraged me not to give up, and as we were chatting, I subscribed again, and I want to share this with both of you so that you will understand how important daily treasure is to me. It's because of Mark Inc. Ministries that I received the hope that comes through Daily Treasure. It was right before the pandemic that I stumbled across Daily Treasure. I was so lonely, caring for my mother in a new place, divorced again, my only child not speaking to me. I had been a Christian for many years and was finally ready for the deeper healing from my childhood to begin. So I searched on the internet and I discovered Mark Inc., and the rest is our continuing history together in Christ. I am forever grateful for your sacrifice through your own lives to give so much." And so, friends, I want to encourage you to be that person who helps turn another person's heart toward Jesus. Be intentional about biblical encouragement today. And if you're not sure how to start, go to treasuresofencouragement.org. treasuresofencouragement.org, where you'll find information about my book, Treasures of Encouragement, and lots of free resources and practical ideas. I'm Sharon Betters. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.